Hi, this is Jonah Treeblosser, and welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210. Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self. And today, my very special guest is Ed Henkel, fellow Rotarian and chair of Rotary's Youth Leadership Program. Ed Henkel, good morning, and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, we're going to talk about something called RYLA.
That's correct.
And what do those initials stand for?
Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. And it's a conference that we hold each year at Mount St. Mary College the last week of June.
And we invite high school students?
Yes. What we do is we send out a proposal to all the clubs in the district, 66 clubs at last count, and then they send us, they scholarship in, they pay for, the students who have just finished sophomore year in high school over to Mount St. Mary College for the five best days of their life.
Right. And it's youth leadership. And why are we interested in that?
Why are we interested
are we
in youth leadership?
To, because like, convince them to become Rotarians when they get to be older, or is this
no,
something
we're trying to make
broader based?
We're trying to give them the opportunity to make a difference in the world. Our goal is to give them the confidence and courage to go out and make something happen.
And what kind of students are we looking for? Are we looking just strictly for the high academic achievers, or we have a mix there of BOCES students and vocational
no, we're,
students?
We're pretty much creaming. We take the cream.
Is
cream
that
of the
right?
crop, yeah.
Okay. So
we're highly selective.
All right. We've got parents, grandparents listening to us this morning on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. What kind of program do we offer? Is it an after-school program, a weekend program? What are we talking about?
This is 5 days, 4 nights at Mount St. Mary College. They get there on Sunday afternoon, and they leave on Thursday evening. During that time, they engage in many different activities. The goal is to get them out of their shells, to get them out of their comfort zones, so that they have self-confidence and to go out and be leaders in their community.
And how do we do that? Do you do it through formal classroom instruction or team projects?
There are three major parts to this.
Mm-hmm.
The first, of course, is the program itself, the staff, and then, of course, the conferees.
Right.
The program, we schedule every single minute of their day from the time they get there to the time they leave. They are busy on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 8 in the morning till 11 at night. What they do is, the first thing we do is we break them out into 11 different groups. And each group has a task to complete during the week. And each group is led by a student leader, by a junior counselor. Now, the junior counselor is about a year older than them themselves. And there's a big, long selection process.
And have they gone through the RYLA program when they were sophomores?
Yes. Yeah. They are selected from the 135 students from the year before.
Right.
We select 11 to come back as junior counselors.
Okay.
And it's a very highly selective process, selection process, and a training process.
And what do these kids do? Well, let's talk about an average day.
Okay.
Is there such a thing as an average day in RYLA?
I guess so. It could be average. What they do is each day they engage in a physical activity.
Okay.
Either it's a square dance on the first day they're there, or it is something we call this Senior Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
The senior counselors, who were chosen from the 11 junior counselors the year before, they run that, and they are the support staff for the junior counselors. And what they do is they have them in physical activities where each group competes with each other. The groups themselves are the tasks that they have to perform are such things as an art project, a chorus, a band, an athletic program where they have to develop a game which everyone can play. Engineering, they have to make something that flies.
Right.
Media, they put together a website. Hollywood, they put together a movie. Broadway, they put together little skits and shows. Those are a sampling of the different groups. And they meet at least once a day for at least 3 or 4 hours, 3 hours I'd say. And the rest of the day is taken up with other activities. We have guest speakers, one a day.
Yeah.
We used to have Bobby McGuffey, if everybody remembers her. She was excellent. And now her Lynn, who is her associate, comes by. And we try to that is the exception, actually. Most of our guest speakers are young people themselves. One young lady is the youngest legislator in, I think, well, certainly in Dutchess County, maybe in the entire state of New York. Her name is Angela Fleesland, and she speaks to the kids.
Trying to give them an example of what they can aspire to.
Exactly, exactly. The key to the success of the program is that it's run by students themselves. We have about 25 staff members, 15 of which are high school students themselves, 8 of which are college students, and there's only 2 that are have actually graduated. They're like 23, 25 years old.
Well, Rotarian Ed Hengel, chair of Rotary's Hudson Valley Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, which is a terrific program for getting kids not indoctrinated, but involved in leadership, getting them away from that computer screen. That's the most important thing.
There are no computers. Well, there are computers. We have our media group and our Hollywood group, and they work with computers, but that's not the
case. You're also giving them a taste of various professions, I see, by getting them involved in making a film and doing a website, things of that nature.
Sure. We could put it that way. Right. It's mostly fun things to do so they learn how to work in a group and accomplish a goal.
So it's team building.
It's team building, actually.
Right.
Our leaders are actually called facilitators. They're junior counselors or facilitators. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we tell them what needs to be done and how to accomplish it is up to them.
Now, there's a lot of youth leadership opportunities out there for young people who can tear the thumbs away from the computers. Being captain of the football team, head of the cheerleaders, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the Yul Brynan group. For those of you who are old enough like me to remember Yul Brynan when he was Wyatt Earp, he took a big chunk of his considerable fortune that he made in Hollywood, and he earned every nickel, and developed something similar, the Yul Brynan Youth Leadership Program. Why did Rotary get involved in this, Ed?
Well, it was done long before I came along.
Right.
I believe it started in the mid-70s. I got involved in our district's Rotary in 1991, and I became chairman, I believe, in 1992, and I've been doing it ever since. And there's always a need for youth leadership. I mean, after all, they are the future of our country.
Right. Now, we have parents and grandparents listening to us on Hudson Valley Talk Radio this morning, having that second cup of coffee, and they're saying, you know what, this sounds like something my kid could benefit from. How do the students apply for this, or are they just selected by the Rotarians?
It goes to each Rotary Club. We have an outline, what we think is the best way to go about it, where, for instance, my club in Carmel, New York, certainly does it, where we form a RILA committee at the club level, and then they go into the high school, and they solicit from the teachers and the guidance counselors and the principal their candidates, who they think would be a good candidate for RILA. And then there's a selection process. There's an application process. The applications go out, and then the kids apply to go to RILA, and then the committee selects those who they think would make a good candidate.
Now, does the application process include grades, an essay, things of that nature, or what?
It's really up to each club. We do emphasize that we are looking for future leaders who would benefit most from the program.
And you're talking about getting kids out of their shell. I mean, there are some kids who don't have a shell. They left their shell behind many years ago. They're pretty out there. They're involved in the school dramatics, and they're not exactly shy.
Yeah, they make great conferees.
All right, but there's also the intelligent young people who may be what we used to call a little bookish, who very good academically, but shy socially. Is RILA for them?
Absolutely. We say they're all different types of leaders, and quiet leaders, people who lead from the front, loud leaders. By the time they're done with Rotary, they are not shy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to get them out of their shells, out of their comfort zone, and we do this in many, many different ways. Basically, we mix them up, first of all. In high schools, where they're coming from, they're in different cliques, in different groups. There's the jocks, there's the academics, there's the nerds, whatever we want to call them.
Or my group, which were basically we slept through high school.
There you go. And then there's the slackers.
Thank you.
We don't have any slackers, sorry. But you did pretty well for yourself. That was a good job. You're a lawyer, right? Something like that.
That's right. So anyway. So
you weren't sleeping the whole time.
No.
And what we do is we break them into groups. So no two kids from the same high school are in the same group or in the same room. So they're automatically all mixed up. So we kind of stir
the pot. So they got to learn to make new friends.
So they immediately have to make new friends. They're sleeping with these people. They're in the room with them. It's just like a dormitory, just like in college. It is a college dorm. And that's one way. It's the first thing we do. And then, of course, our staff's extremely enthusiastic. And we make them do goofy things so that they would never do outside of RILA. For instance, we have a RILA cheer, which is really silly. Our staff will get up there. If someone does something inappropriate, they have to sing like My Little Teapot and act it out, or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So when they see these things going on, they relax. And by Monday evening, everyone's kind of all gelled together. And by Tuesday night, when we have a dance that they all love, and a show, a talent show.
That's terrific.
And the talent show goes from the ridiculous to the sublime.
And we're going to find out more about Rotary's commitment to youth leadership with our guest, Ed Hengel, in just a moment. But first, let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treibwasser. My co-host, lovely Sarah O'Connell, is away this week, but we're delighted to have as our guest, Ed Hengel, chair of Rotary's Hudson Valley Youth Leadership Program. And Radio Rotary is brought to us this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook, Tri-Village, and Middletown. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Enjoy a fashion show and support literacy at the same time by attending Middletown Rotary's Celebrity Fashion Show. On Thursday, May 24th at the Caitlin Gardens in Slate Hill, New York, tickets are just $35. Expect lots of fun and laughter when local leaders model the fashions of designer John Giannino and the Fuller Men's Shop. A silent auction and cocktail reception with the cash bar are available prior to the show. So remember May 24th for the Middletown Rotary's Club's Celebrity Fashion Show. For more information, contact Christine at 845-494-6257. That's 845-494-6257.
Do you have treasured home movies, videotapes, slides, or other old photos sitting in a box?
Don't let your valuable family memories turn to dust.
Preserve those family treasures on DVD by contacting experts at Multimedia Service Center, converting old technology into new since 1999.
Learn more by visiting MultimediaServiceCenter.com. That's MultimediaServiceCenter.com.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treibwasser. I'm my co-host, lovely Sarah O'Connell's on vacation. But I'm delighted to welcome as my guest this morning, Ed Hengel, fellow Rotarian, who is chairman of RILA, the Rotary Youth Leadership Award. And we're talking about the youth leadership program that Rotary offers high school students, and they are sophomores, right, Ed?
That is correct. The conferees have just finished sophomore year in high school.
Right. And we talked about the fact that it's just about a five-day program, and we get them moving and grooving and learn to work with each other as teams and learn to make that transition from teenager to adult in taking responsibility and also for leadership. Because in today's world, in today's economy, we do need good leaders. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit, though, about Ed Hengel. You are a Rotarian. What club?
Carmel, New York. I started in 1991.
Oh, okay. Folks at home, he doesn't look that old, so he must have right out of high school.
I was 12.
Right. And where does your club meet?
At George's in Carmel, New York.
And when?
On Thursdays at 12:15, as a matter of fact.
And all you folks out there who want to join the fun and fellowship of Rotary, you can all be Ed's guest for lunch, all 50,000 of you. Or if you're not in the Carmel area, go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown. Join us for one of the meetings, and you too can have the great fun of being a Rotarian and doing wonderful programs like RILA with our good friend Ed Hengel, our guest. Ed, let's talk about a little bit about some of the success stories that you've had, including the ones pretty close to home. Your own children went to Riley, did they not?
Yes, they did. My son Kyle was a conferee, I guess, in 2001.
Okay.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
2000, 2001.
Right.
He later went on to be a junior counselor, senior counselor.
Right.
And now he's a resident at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore.
Every parent's dream. My son, the doctor. But let's not stop there. Let's talk about your daughter.
My daughter, Katie Ann, also. She started again, I don't know, I guess 2003 as a conferee. She wanted to be a junior counselor, senior counselor. Then we did some experimenting. Back then, when I took over the program, it was run by adults. Now it's run all by students. And she was my experiment. We put her in charge of a few different things. She did really well. And then after that, we changed the whole program so that we kind of grow our own leaders. They start off as conferees, then we select 11 junior counselors and senior counselors, and then we have a board of directors. And the board of directors are all high school students and college well, actually, the board of directors are all college students, but all the counselors are all high school students. And Katie Ann went through that program, and now she is our counselor director. She's the one who sets up the selection and training program for the counselors. And she's currently a teacher in East Chester School District.
You must be very proud of both of them. And to give equal time, you have a son, Dan.
Yes, I do.
Who's another son, my son, the doctor, but a different kind of doctor.
Well, he's been pursuing a PhD in literature.
Okay.
And he's my eldest. He is an adventurer, a traveler. He's lived in Australia for 5-6 months. He was in Europe for a year. Today, he showed up on my doorstep exactly 1 year later,
mm-hmm.
With a big smile on his face. Could imagine what went
Dad,
on.
Dad, I'm hungry, right?
He looked pretty thin. He lives by his wits, that kid. Mm-hmm. He lived all through Europe. He worked his way around Europe, or North Africa, Eastern Europe. Then he spent 5-6 months in South America. Then he was in India for 5-6 months. And while he was in India, he meets this beautiful young Israeli girl on a bus.
Right.
While he's climbing the Himalayas. And they hung out for 5 months, and then when she went home to Israel, he came home and he was heartbroken. Now, Israel, the most secure country in the world, has a way for my son, who was raised Catholic, to live there legally for 10 months,
right? Yeah.
Which he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came back here, she followed him, and they immediately got married so that she could stay with him, and they've been together ever since for 2.5-3 years now.
That's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. And anyone produce any grandchildren for future Ryler programs?
No.
Well, we'll give it some time.
My son says I have some grandchildren in Bolivia by some Norwegian girl, but I don't know. I think he's just kidding. I hope he's kidding.
Well, anyway, my guest is Ed Hengel, Ryler Chair, Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, and we're talking about the great Rotary Youth Leadership Program that we offer high school sophomores. And the folks at home, make sure your kids or your grandchildren talk to their guidance counselors. I know my club in Red Hook, we sponsor 3 or 4 Ryler students every
great.
Year. And we do rely on the high school guidance counselor
mm-hmm.
to suggest some people to us. But we go and interview them and review the applications. And it is so impressive, the brains on these kids.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that we found when they come back, because we always have them come to our Rotary breakfast in Red Hook, mm-hmm. which is Tuesday mornings at the Apple Day Diner at 7:30. Come and join and be my guest, will you? We have them come and tell us about the Ryler experience, and every one of them say the same thing. It changed my life.
That's right.
Some of them walked in saying, well, this is going to be hokey and jokey, and all right, I'll do it because my mom wants me to.
That's
but
right.
At the end, not only did they say it's changed their life, but they're all hugging and crying and don't want to be separated. Is that something you've seen, Ed?
Absolutely. That is the consensus of every single person, pretty much, that has ever been through Ryler, at least in the years that I've been there.
And to tell us about some more of the success stories outside of your three great kids.
Well, you know, I only keep tabs on the kids that what we do is, like I said, we grow our own leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They start off as sophomores. From those we choose to 11, from those we choose 4, and then we move them up into the director positions. They're all at very good universities, all the college students, Duke, American, Binghamton, Geneseo, Boston College, just to name a few, Harvard, University of UPenn, Penn State, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all doing very, very well, as far as I know. The one young woman who's, besides my daughter, who stayed with us as administrative director, she now works for The Guardian, UK.
That's a newspaper.
Yeah. They have a New York branch, and she is administrative director there. So everybody does pretty well, as far as I know.
That's great. If you had everybody across the table, like you and I are across the table here in the mm-hmm. studio, And, you know, you had a parents who were saying, well, gee, I don't know, send my little baby away for a week. Tell them about how, you know, well-supervised it is and how much benefit they get from it.
Well, we have a staff of 25 for the 135 students. Mm-hmm. We are at Mount St. Mary College, and the security there is excellent, if they weren't concerned about that. We have security in our dorms 24 hours a day. There are cameras everywhere. We're very, very strict about time. Everyone has to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. If they're not, they're in trouble, and we'll send them home. Even if they're like 15 minutes late, that's the threat. Of course, I've only done it once.
Yeah.
But that's the idea. They are well supervised. Every single minute of the day is accounted for. We put a tremendous amount of thought into what they're doing during the day and how much time it takes, even to how much time it takes to walk from one place to another. Everything is down to the minute.
And you keep them busy round the clock?
Yes, we do. For instance, on a typical day, they'll start their day at 8 o'clock in the morning at breakfast, and have a preview of the day as a large group.
Wait, let's not jump across this.
Okay.
You're going to get teenagers moving at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm impressed.
Yes, we do. Well, actually, most of these kids start school at that time. It's not like when we went to school and we start
right.
at 8, 9 o'clock,
yeah.
or me and I start my day at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I never teach before. I never teach a class before 2 o'clock in the
right.
afternoon. then they work together in their group till about 12:30, which when they go to lunch, and then we give them some physical activities in the afternoon for a couple of hours. Then they might have a guest speaker. That before you know it, it's dinner time. And then we start doing different programs in the evening, and that goes from 7 o'clock up until 11 o'clock at night. They do things like team dynamics, College 101, where they ask the staff about college and how to apply to college and all the...
What a great idea.
You know, they have an invention convention. We just give them a bag full of stuff, and they have to make stuff and then present it with a commercial and a jingle and a little skit.
And again, that's team building.
All team building exercises,
right.
That's right. They not only work within their team to... create a art project or a video or a movie or a website, but then we break them up and we mix the groups up so they, again, have to experience different people.
Right. You know, this is a generation that's probably going to be facing a few problems, the way the economy's going and the world situation. What do you do in RYLA, the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards program at Hengel, about problem solving? How do you guide them in that?
Everything they do is problem solving. We don't tell them how to do anything. They are just told what needs to be accomplished, and it's up
right.
to them to come up with a solution. For instance, make a movie. Your job is to make a movie, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we give them the structure mm-hmm. and the equipment, but it's up to them to decide what the plot is, what the script is, how to film it, who's the director, who's the actors, who's the producer, who is the editor, and they do all this themselves, just with the one leader, one student who's just finished junior year in high school themselves, and they facilitate this whole process with the support of their senior counselor who is just finished senior year in high school.
Right, but there are adults there as a resource where they say, well, gee, how do I turn the camera on? You at least tell them how to do that.
Again, that's someone who is our media director who
right.
is a sophomore at NYU. He's our media director. He happens to be very savvy. He has an assistant who's also very savvy who would have just finished his freshman year at Buffalo. University of Buffalo.
Well, Ed, in the minute we have left, if a young person comes home today with a flyer to a parent who's listening today and says, hey, I heard about this RYLA thing. Do you think I should go? You're a parent. Tell the folks at home one day should let their kids go to RYLA.
Absolutely. It is a life-changing experience. They will love it. You will love it. And it is free to you. Your Rotary Club pays for it. It's all scholarshiped in.
Right. Well, Ed Hengel, Carmel Rotarian and chair of RYLA, our Rotary Youth Leadership Awards program, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
And we want to thank Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, my home club of Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster for sponsoring us this week. And thank you, folks, for tuning in. For my co-host, Sarah O'Connell, who will be back next week, for engineer Jay Verzi and our fantastic producer, Benny Renner, this is Jonah Tribuasa. Thank you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. It's Apple Blossom time in Red Hook.
Red Hook Rotary invites you to their annual Apple Blossom Festival.
Saturday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Food, fun, and entertainment, and all that at no admission charge.
And there's plenty of free parking, too.
That's Red Hook's Rotary's annual Apple Blossom Festival.
Saturday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the heart of Red Hook. Gettleson, Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Gettleson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
On Sunday, May 6th, the American Heart Association will hold its annual Tri-County Heart Walk at beautiful Lake Welch at Bear Mountain State Park from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The AHA is the largest voluntary health organization working to treat and defeat cardiovascular disease and stroke, which represent the number one in four killers in the United States and claim more than 813,000 lives annually. Please help support the walk and send donations made out to the American Heart Association to HealthSave, 7 Elmwood Drive, New City, New York, 10956. HealthSave is an American Heart Association training center and a participant in the Tri-County Heart Walk.